called the Joy of Israel. It's by New Creation Worship. And it's kind of different. So last week we were talking about singing in the Spirit. Stand, raise your hands and surrender and sing in the Spirit if you want to.
Okay.
All right. Praise God. Praise God.
With trumpets
heavens we see the Son of God descending from the clouds.
Jesus.
He'll be arrayed with light, shining glorious and bright on you,
then turn over to Deuteronomy 18. Because this Deuteronomy 18 passage kind of sets everything up. Deuteronomy 18, 15. And we'll look at that first. Okay. Who's got that? Who's got that Deuteronomy 18, 15 through 19 passage? You got that, David? Mm-hmm. Yeah, would you read that for us?
It says, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet
from the midst of thee, of the brethren, like unto me, unto him that ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said to me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
Okay, now that's very important. Moses is saying, and Moses, remember, Moses was the law giver. He gave them the Ten Commandments, right? Mm-hmm. He said, look, God gave me these Ten Commandments, I'm giving them to you. God gave me the law, I'm giving it to you. Right? Mm-hmm. This is what God wants. Mm-hmm. Right? This is God's words. And now here's Moses saying, one day God's going to raise up a prophet like me. And when he says like me, he means what? He means this prophet is going to give you the word of God. He's going to give you commandments, right? And they're going to be just as important as the ones I gave. So all the loyalty that you give to this law, mm-hmm. you're going to give to what he says. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Yeah.
That'd blow your mind. It'd blew their mind, okay? In other words, whatever Moses said doesn't take precedence over what this guy is going to say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This guy is going to say God's words.
Yeah.
And whatever he says, you do.
Yeah.
That's what it means to listen to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? You got that? Mm-hmm. Because that tripped up the Jews. That tripped up the Jews. You see, Moses told them, listen, if you're going to obey me, you got to hear what I'm saying about this prophet. Mm-hmm. You got to obey it too. Right? Mm-hmm. And we know that when Jesus was up on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John, and Moses and Elijah appeared, and he was talking to them, right? Mm-hmm. And Peter and the disciples heard a voice coming and say, what did that voice say? This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Exactly what Moses said here.
Yeah.
Listen to him. Okay? Listen to him. This is as important as the entire Mosaic law. Whatever he says is now of equal, if not better importance, than the Mosaic law. Okay? So listen to him. Now what does he say? What does Jesus say? Well, let's look at John. Let's go back to John. In John 13, 31 through 35, after all the other stuff has been done, Judas has left and all the other stuff is going on, he says, now, when he had gone out, all right, that's when Judas has left, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. Now he's talking about going, leaving here. We will deal with that in the later session, okay, because that's one of the themes that he talks about here. We'll deal with that in a later session. I want to talk about this. Next verse. In verse 34, John 13:34, he says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a mouthful.
Wow.
Think about that. You can camp out on that one.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And how had he just finished loving them?
Washing their feet.
Washing their feet. He humbled himself to wash their feet. Tax collector, fisherman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just zealot, you know. He just lowered himself to wash their feet.
Yeah.
So he says, a new commandment I give to you. Now listen, when he gives you a commandment, it's just like it's written in stone.
Yeah.
Right? The Ten Commandments written in stone. Hey, this is it, you know. He said, that you love one another just as I have loved you.
So you're saying it's not a suggestion.
It's not a suggestion. No.
Oh, okay.
This is
okay.
At least equal importance to the Mosaic Law. All right? If not greater.
Yeah.
Because Jesus gave this, right?
Yeah.
If we listen to the words of men, of angels, when they gave the word, remember Hebrews says that, if we listen to those words that came to Moses, how much more will we listen to the word coming from
Jesus.
God's Son?
Yeah.
Yes.
This kind of love is the only way to fulfill the law.
Yeah.
You can't fulfill the law without love.
Well, Jesus fulfilled the law for you, so it's already been fulfilled. You just got to walk it out.
Yeah.
Because he fulfilled the law. Mm-hmm.
So, this is what he's saying here. He says, this is the new commandment. Mm-hmm. Now, he could have given 10 commandments. Mm-hmm. He could have given 11. Mm-hmm. He could have given 12, or 20, or 50. Or how many is in the Old Testament? 300 something different commandments, you know? Uh-huh. I forget the number now. There's some huge number, you know, of all the little bitty things. Uh-huh. But he gave what?
One
commandment. Mm-hmm. One commandment. He said that there were two commandments. All the law and the prophets are summed up in these two commandments.
Yes.
Love God, love your neighbor, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yep.
Well, here's the new commandment.
Yes.
Looks pretty similar, don't it?
Yep.
It looks really similar. He says, love one another, not as you love yourself, but how?
As I have loved you.
Yeah, as God has loved you.
Mm-hmm.
As God has loved you. You know, I want to make one more point about this before we go. I was going to do something else here, but I want to make one more point. If you go back to Deuteronomy, it says, he says, it is to him you shall listen, just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God or see this great fire anymore, lest I die. In other words, I don't want to see God in his glory. I don't want to see God coming down in all of his splendor, in all of his majesty, and all the fire and everything, thunder and everything that comes with it. I'll die. I'm afraid. So Moses says, well, he's going to raise up a prophet like me from among you. Mm-hmm. Since you don't want to listen to God in all of his glory, he's going to send God in the likeness of a man, mm-hmm. in the flesh of a man. And he's going to talk to you. So I'm telling you, listen to him. Listen to him. Now what it means, listen to him, that means you do what?
Do it.
You do it. You do it. Exactly. You obey what he says. Right? Because these words are, Moses says, these words are from God. Just like I heard the words of God and I told you what they were. This guy comes and he's going to hear the words of God and he's going to tell you what God's saying. Mm-hmm. Of course. We know that is. That person is. Who's that person?
Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. Mm-hmm. He came and he spoke God's word. He said, I only say what I hear my Father saying. Mm-hmm. I only do what I see my Father doing. Right? So, Jesus' words are super important.
Yeah.
And we're going to camp out on this a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because this is a theme that he runs and comes back to in these scriptures, all right? And this is one of the last things he says before he goes to the cross. We want to camp out on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Amen?
You know, there's another witness, 1 John 3:23. You see, the prophet was coming, that's Jesus, so it says, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of Jesus, we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave commandments. So you can't do the loving without the believing on Jesus Christ, right? So this is what Jesus, he was telling you that there was a prophet, which is Jesus. So you've got to believe on that name of Jesus, and you should love one another.
Yes, yes. Now, next time, give you a little homework. Okay. Next time, I'm going to let y'all teach the class.
Okay.
So y'all do your homework.
What's the homework?
I want you to find passages in the Bible, passages in the Scripture about love.
Oh, that's easy.
That should be easy, right? I'll give you a hard thing. This is easy. This is like a, you know, this is an easy test, okay?
I mean, you
so come and, no, you just some of your favorite passages okay. about love. Something that exemplifies love, okay? Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about them next time, okay? We'll go from there, all right? Father, we thank you so much for loving us and being with us in all things. Father, thank you for the love that you showed through Jesus to us and the love that you showed to us. You help us to grow and learn. Father, you lead us into truth and righteousness.
Amen.
Your Holy Spirit is given to us so that we have the ability to do things way beyond normal man. We can speak words of wisdom. We can speak words of knowledge. We can have faith.
Yes.
We can have healing, Father.
Yes.
And Father, we walk in your provision. You have given us all things that we need. You have given us spiritual riches.
Yes.
And Father, you have given us riches in heaven. We thank you for all of these things that you give us. Let us turn now and love others
with
the love you've given us. Let us help others grow into knowledge and faith in you. They may have a life abundantly, Father. A prosperous and a happy life. We thank you for that, Father. Father, bless this food. Bless everyone who preaches the word. May they speak the word in truth and in love today. Amen.
Amen.
Greg, can you say something to the fathers about Father's Day? Because we're waiting on someone to return.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
Fathers and Father's Day.
And say something about our good father.
A good father.
I mean, never go wrong.
Amen. Amen.
We're blessed to have
Father. Well, you know,
blessed to have that father.
You know, just walk. It's kind of interesting because mm-hmm. you want to think about what's the difference between the father and the mother.
Pastor Jim says the mother's grace and the father's law.
Okay. Hey, grace and law, that's a good one. All right.
So that's Pastor Jim's quote.
One of the things you notice about a father and a mother, though, is that the mother wants to protect her children from the world.
The father wants to get them out where they'll be okay.
And the father wants to equip them. So they're
right
there with the world. You know? So they can go out there and be strong and they can rescue others. Right? That's
right,
what a father
their family,
does.
Take care of themselves.
Yeah. Go out there and take care
amen.
Of others and rescue and help others.
Yes,
you
amen.
See? Take care of yourself, but also be able to help others. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what a father does. He says, look, you don't have to be protected from the world. I'm going to make you strong enough that when you go out there, the world's going to want to be protected from you.
Amen.
Amen? Isn't that what the mm-hmm. difference was, right? Moses and the people, right? He led them out of Egypt. Well, they needed protection from Pharaoh, right? And all his army was coming after it. So God set up a pillar of fire to keep them away and protected them until they could get across the other side. But now he says, okay, now I protected you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And got you out of Egypt. But now I want to make you strong. I want you to go into the land of Canaan.
Ooh, yes.
I want you to fight.
Yes.
I want you to be the strong one. You
Jesus.
See?
That's good.
Right? I want to give you my word. I want to give you my laws. I want to give
yes.
you my power.
Yeah.
That's what the fathers do for us.
Yeah.
They make
good.
You strong.
That's very good.
So that you are not only safe, you don't only feel safe when you're at home,
mm-hmm.
you feel safe when you go out.
Exactly. Yeah. That's good.
Wow.
So we go out and we're ready to cast out some demons. We're ready to kick some spiritual evil butt, right?
Yes, amen.
All right.
and so
what do we
do?
Our fathers encourage us to do what? They wrestle with us. What's the,
yeah.
Who do you wrestle with when you're your child? You wrestle with your dad.
Yes.
You don't wrestle with your mom.
Siblings.
It's your dad that you wrestle with, right?
Or anybody else.
Why do you want to wrestle with him? Get strong. wants you to teach you to be strong. Go out there. I can do it. I can pin Dad down. I can do anybody. Right?
I can see your household. You get in there. They used to put you in there when they were little. I got a girlfriend.
I would watch.
They were sweet enough. I got a girlfriend, Jean Carroll, that her two boys and Ricky get to go, and they get her right in the middle of it. She said, I was like, stop.
She was set to the side. I'd have like four or five kids on me, you know. I'm trying to wrestle them, get them off of me without hurting them, you know. And they really get on me. I mean, they were on it, you know. Diana, she'd be strong. She'd sit on me. They'd all gang up on me, you know. But you know, they're strong boys. They're strong, you know.
You had fun doing that, didn't you?
They had fun. Yeah, I had fun. It was fun. So, it was great, though. But fathers, they have a mission given to them from God, right? They are to love their family like the Father loved them, right? They are to look to God to see what kind of Father He is and then love their family that way.
Amen.
Amen.
Great example.
All right.
Okay, you're good.
That was beautiful,
though.
Great. All right, you're dismissed. Food's ready. I've already prayed over it.
Praise God.
You're blessed. Go for it.
Thank you.